Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Well, hey, good for the Beavs. As I was finishing up my son's basketball games yesterday, and I was getting in the car, I was throwing on the YouTube TV on my phone, definitely not driving while the YouTube TV was on my mount, right? Who would do that? And I was like, all right, let's throw on the quad screen here. Let me get the four games up. What games are on? What can I look at here? And one of them was the Oregon State Washington State game. And before the game loaded up, I even said, I was like, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Oregon State was in this game right now. I was like, weird spot. Washington State, they just lost to New Mexico last week. Oregon State has lost 5 straight games. I was like, I guarantee Washington State went into this game after a tough loss. They're like, all right, well, at least we get Oregon State. We'll get a win there. We'll rebound. And Oregon State, who is fighting for their lives, is fighting for their bowl game lives, are like, listen, this is our, I think, last home game. I don't know if they have to go to Boise next week. But they're like, hey, our chance at a bowl is on the line here. We need to win this game. And sure as hell, they end up getting the win against Washington State, I think, by the final of, 38-31 in a high-scoring affair. And thank God they got a fumble recovery late in the game around the midfield mark to be able to take over possession and end up taking the lead late in that game. But Oregon State, when everybody was counting them out, when you thought that their season was over, they get a
totally redeem themselves.
41-38. They were able to tie the game, and after getting that fumble at midfield, and then they were able to kick the game-winning field goal, which was like a no-doubter, too.
Just when I think they can't be any more pathetic,
They pull me back in.
They go and do something like this and totally redeem themselves. Pac-12 champions, Oregon State. This is how it works, right?
It does say 1-0 in their conference record.
Pac-12 champions.
And it says 0-1 against Washington
State.
There you
go.
So, I mean, it is decided.
Banner.
Put them in the playoff.
Hang the banner. And the banner. Congratulations, Beavs, on an amazing season. And actually, I know we're being funny. But yesterday, Ben Golbranson might have had his best game as a college quarterback. He did throw 2 interceptions in there, but as far as
one of those being a pick six.
One of those being a pick six. But you got the win at the end. You threw for almost 300 yards. And for Ben Golbranson, that doesn't happen ever. And they were able to pull out a really close win against a Washington State team that's you know, they play some pretty good football. They play an off-brand schedule like the Beavs do, but they've been able to rack up, you know, eight wins on the season, which has definitely got them into a bowl. So Washington State is, I think, a better team than people want to give them credit for, you know, right now. And I think just having a wonky schedule with no conference opponents, it's like, it looks weird. But they've been playing a great season. And Oregon State came out yesterday and played the most inspired football that I think we may have seen them play all year. And they won a big game that I don't think anybody in this room or in Jordan's room expected them to win.
And also, while we are uplifting,
not at all.
While we are uplifting Oregon State, I'm going to go and I'm going to take a dump on their fan base right here.
Please,
as I am.
Listen to you talking about. Please,
I want to hear.
I want to see it. As I'm getting gas at Fred Meyer gasoline station and walking into Fred Meyer last night, I'm watching the game. I have the quad screen. I'm watching that game. I'm watching Alabama lose to Oklahoma. I'm watching Texas A&M Auburn. And the fourth game I had on the screen was, I think it was LSU Vandy. But Oregon State, Washington State was one of the games on my phone. I am watching it as I'm walking into Fred Meyer.
Okay.
I am dedicated. I am watching the game. What do I see when I walk into Fred Meyer? I see two people, a couple, a young couple, both wearing Oregon State garb without a care in the world. And this is more so a conversation about sports pet peeves and things that grind my gears. Is when I see a fan or a person wearing a team's jersey, shirt, any team merchandise, and the game is currently on, like the game is being played, and they're out shopping or they're out doing something. And here the Beavs were down, I think, 7 at this point, or it was a tied game. It was like less than 5 minutes left in the game. Close game. You haven't won a game in 6 weeks, and you are out just leisurely going for a shopping trip at Fred Meyer.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. I was like, what a dedicated fan base right there.
Hey, man.
Props to those two for, one, recognizing, oh, it's Saturday. College football is on. Our Beavs are probably playing football today. Let's put on Beavers shirts. Let's put on our Oregon State gear today. And you're not even watching the game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I've seen a lot of Oregon Duck garb out there in the world when they were playing huge games.
Oh, you know, listen, so. I would call out whether this was Oregon fan. Again, any fan of any sport, any team that does this, it drives me nuts because I'm like, oh, yeah, you clearly care about your team so much that you chose to wear their gear but not watch the game.
Well, I mean, they might have been watching the game and something.
No, they weren't. I was watching the game. No, I had my phone.
They might have been somewhere watching the game and like, okay, we have to go to Walmart right now. We have to hurry.
They went to the bottle drop thing to get some money from the bottle drop.
That's essential. That's essential.
Don't need to do that. Getting money, make excuses for them.
Getting money is essential. Oh no, I don't know how y'all grew up.
We need to get more beer to celebrate the win.
Yes. What do you mean? That's probably what they were doing as fans.
It drives me nuts. It's like, yeah, all right.
This could have been anything. Could have had a doctor's appointment at that point.
That's how I know you're not a real fan.
How?
Is when literally your team is playing and you're wearing their gear and you're not.
I don't know.
You're not somewhere watching the game.
I don't know, man.
It's live.
So I'm supposed to watch every Blazer game or watch all the Blazer games because they're on TV or whatever, and I'd have to finish up shopping at, I don't know, Winco, Walmart, wherever I'm at. Like, no, it's okay.
Also,
it's okay. I can watch the highlights. I can still be a fan of the team and not see. I haven't watched every Oregon game, or it's hard to watch. The Patriots play right now, like, and so if I'm wearing a Pats hat, it's like, man, I needed a hat to wear today.
Well, the second thing that I'm gonna have to also call out Beaver fans on, I will give them credit, is that they were lit last night. They had a great time down at Research Stadium, and they were cheering, and
it's a good time.
It was a loud environment when they got that because they had the review, the fumble. That gave them the, is that the chainsaw?
Ring, ring, ring.
That's what they do, right? That chainsaw can go F itself. Every third down, every fourth down. I'm not sure I can ever attend another game at Research Stadium solely based on that.
Well, it's better than the,
all game.
Slightly racist.
I don't care. I'm native and I'd rather hear that for an hour straight than the Beavers chainsaws.
But I will say this to Bees fans. This is now the second time this year that I've seen you rush the field for a game that did not warrant you rushing the field.
No.
Every win is a reason to rush the field.
I do declare that Oregon State is the worst field rushing team in college football. They rushed the field earlier this year when they beat Colorado State in an overtime game. Which, again, did not warrant you rushing the field.
Colorado State, the Rams.
And then you rush the field against a Washington State team who is not ranked. I feel like there has to be criteria.
It's the Pac-12 championship, bro.
There has to be. Rashad, I hate you this segment.
It's the Pac-12 championship.
There has to be criteria.
You're
for
part
field
of the problem,
rushing.
Rashad.
Man, it's the Catalina wine mixer. What
you
are you talking about?
You can only rush the field when you beat a team that is ranked and ranked higher than you. Those are at least the two boxes that you need
They're
to check.
They're definitely ranked, not in the top 25, but ranked higher than Oregon State.
No, don't do that.
What?
There was no number next to Washington State's name on that scoreboard.
It's because they don't rank anything past 26 or 25. So
yeah. So therefore, they are unranked.
They're like 39.
I'm not doing this.
They're like 39. If we look it up right now, they're like 39.
Try to get you riled up.
Stop. That is just that is absolutely ridiculous. Again, kudos to Oregon State fans for having a great time last night and showing out at Research Stadium. As the text line said, I was there, and what was really great was that place was packed and full of energy. All were treated to a fun game filled with big plays. Was a great send off for those seniors whom have been through a lot.
That's why
I agree with all of that.
Yeah.
I agree with all of that. It was a great environment from what I saw when I turned on that that game late in the fourth. I was like, listen, Reeser is lit. Fire off those chainsaws, baby, all night long.
Be like Arizona State and rip that goalpost right out and then, you know, put it back if you need to.
But don't go on the field.
Yeah, and go out there.
Do not go on the field.
Were there a large amount of students there? Like, I'm sure that...
Oh, there was a lot of people there.
Well, because it's senior night, there's going to be a lot more fans there. But I will say, like, when Rashad and I went to see the Beavers v. UNLV, most of the fans were students. And I'm just, they have a much more massive student section at Reser than they do at Autzen. I mean, I was also honestly kind of amazed. So I do wonder, like, how many of them, like, were, you know, making the drive, or if it was just a bunch of kids.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.